Let me just get you guys all set over here. All right. Hi, everyone. Thank you for being here today. Today is July 7th, 2025, and it is Monday, 11 a.m., and I just want to make sure, looking good. Welcome. Thank you for being here, everybody, and I am so excited to connect with you all. This is my weekly live stream where I am providing readings for everybody, but we're also talking about ways that we can continue to prioritize growth and prioritize healing and also just connect with each other and provide a bit of community. And I see Renee is already here. Hi, hun. Thank you for being here. For those of you who are joining me on 1-2 Radio, which is where I simulcast also over to 1-2 Radio, and you want to join me on YouTube, go ahead and you can go to 1-2radio.com and click on that chat button, and that my link is posted right there. I think that's the fastest. We're coming up with new words already, you guys. That's the fastest way to find my live stream. So you can pop over there, and Vi is coming in to say hi. He wants to be a part of the show. So we're hanging out with everybody. Suzanne is here. Hi. So good to have you. Thanks for being here, you guys. Today we're talking about your inner child. I feel like it's kind of become a blanket statement or something that we talk about as something we assume everybody already knows what your inner child is, who your inner child is. We assume that that it's just this known work that you can do or something you can tap into or access. And it's something I find myself drawn to a lot. What I'm going to get into today is there's a lot of tarot cards. There's a lot of oracle cards that point directly to your inner child. And that's something that is, it's inevitable that it's going to come up at some point. And either you're doing the hard work to look at that, or you're not really sure what that is. And regardless of what your experience is, I want to just talk about that today and talk about how to befriend your inner child. So that's what we're going to be getting into. I'll also be taking readings. So if any of you would like some guidance or would like a card pulled or have a specific question, go ahead and leave that in the chat and I'll make sure to get to you today. In a few minutes, I'll do a general reading for everyone who's listening. So whether you're catching this live or you are watching this at a later date or listening to this on the 1-2 Radio archives, then this message hopefully provides a bit of clarity and guidance for you as well. You guys, it has been a really big week. I have cats and dogs coming to me everywhere, so you guys are going to have the whole family in on this live stream. But it's been a really big week everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of I can't believe the floods in Texas. It's been so I'm not laughing at that. My cat is rubbing against the the camera stand, so you're getting a little the bumps there. But my heart goes out to everyone who is struggling and is suffering with the floods. It is something that it's just devastating what's happening, and I am sending you all as much love and healing energy as I can, and my heart goes out to you all. So, and I hope that everyone listening is able to join in on this collective energy so that we can really make sure we're providing that, because sending that kind of intention actually does something. If you feel helpless right now in the face of this disaster that's happening and the tragedies that are happening all over the world right now, sending out prayers or sending out your healing energy or just sending positivity their way is, it's something. It is actually, you're capable of doing something with that. And so I hope we all can come together with our collective positivity and collective energy and send out that positivity as well. So I see Quelly's here. Monday blessings. Thank you so much for being here. You guys, I really appreciate all of you who show up every week. It makes such a big difference. On another topic, it has also been a big week. On my channel, I hit 1,000 subscribers. I can't believe how quickly that's been taking off. That's just blowing my mind. So, and so many of you are coming from all over the world. So thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your interest, I guess, because this is something that I've been really enjoying doing and something that I'm trying different things and learning new things here. And one thing that I am starting to do that I posted a video last week of a reading for each astrological sign for the month of June or the month of July. We're in July already, you guys. I can't believe it. But for the month of July. So if that's something that you are interested in, I suggest watching your sun sign, of course, but also watch your rising and your moon sign to get the full scope of what focus you should be having or what needs your attention for the month of July and potentially what conflict is coming your way. A lot of really incredible wisdom and information came through during these readings. So if that's something you haven't watched, go ahead and check that out. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. It helps my channel so much. And then leave a comment. Say hi. I really appreciate any kind of interaction I can get from you all because I want to know who you are, who's interested in this world and I want to hear what you are interested in seeing more of. So let me know what you're enjoying. Let me know what let me know what's speaking to you. And let me just check on the Facebook chat, make sure I've got everybody in case some people haven't switched over. Let's see. Oh, Pamela is here. Thank you, Pamela, for saying hi. Yeah, whether you guys want to connect on Facebook in that original chat room or on YouTube, I'll be checking both throughout the show. So go ahead and just leave a comment. And if you'd like a reading, let me know. Oh my gosh, my girl Sahar is here. Hey, Cheeky. Excited for your show. Thanks for being here. I'm excited to have you. If you guys have not checked out Sahar's channel, she's House of Pole, go subscribe. The way that she taps into spirit and energy and provides this wisdom that just sits within her is just incredible. I love the way that she reads. I love her bond with Tarot. She's just so talented, and she has a weekly live stream as well. I believe she's still over on Instagram at 7 p.m. Eastern time, so 4 p.m. Pacific time. Sahar, leave a comment if that is not correct. I just want to make sure I'm sending people to you the right way. So I believe that that's the right time, though. Go subscribe and check her out. She's wonderful. Yes, 7 p.m. Okay, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. Pacific with us. All right, you guys, let's jump into our general reading for you all. And hi, Lori. Thanks for being here, hon. Loved your show. And thank you for letting me produce you. Like, I feel so honored to be able to be in the background and support you. For those of you guys who don't know, I'm also a producer at 1-2 Radio. So I'm in the background doing all the tech stuff as I get everyone live. And I get to be a part of these incredible shows. And if you haven't checked out 1-2 Radio, go look at what we have on demand. There's just a wealth of wisdom there. Okay, and without further ado, let's check in with our general reading and see what comes up. What's the message and the information that we all need to be tapping into and focusing on? All right. So we have forgiveness and perception. And then we also have the owl reversed. So it feels like there is some tension that I'm picking up on. There's been conflict, or maybe it feels like you may have been lied to, or you may have, maybe it was as innocent as miscommunication, or there's some sort of miscommunication and dialogue that is coming up here, and it seems like there's an opportunity to forgive. It feels like there's an opportunity for you to kind of step back, shift your perception a little, and recognize, yeah, there was innocence, and you can trust this person. It was not malicious. Whatever this conflict started, however this conflict started, the area where you feel you were deceived, it wasn't malicious. It wasn't intentional in that sense. It really does feel quite innocent, and you can trust this person. So go ahead. Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom that's sitting within communication here. So if you could just take the time to shift your perspective, put yourself in their shoes, and realize that there's a lot of opportunity waiting here for you guys to come together and understand the way that you saw things differently, or understand the other person's point of view. And there's how go into this with compassion and be open to forgiveness, because it's really feels like it doesn't need to be as complicated as it feels right now. That's what's coming through for you all right now. I hope that resonates. And let me leave a comment if you would like, if that spoke to you and you would like me to dive deeper and with more information. Let me check in on Facebook one more time before we jump into the bulk of our topic today, where we're talking about connecting with your inner child. All right, Jean is here on Facebook, and she says, Serena, can you please pull a card for me? Let me see. Jean, you have the Wind Fairy. I feel like you're really stuck overthinking some things. It seems like the Wind Fairy is all about intellectual analysis. It's about leaning really heavily on your intellect rather than your emotions. I'm going to pull a clarifying card here just to see. And we have our opposing card. Oh my, Jean, you are being invited to bring balance. We have the Wind Fairy, which is all about your intellect. It's all about your logical side of your brain. And then I also pulled the Water Fairy, which, as we know, water is so tied to emotions and feelings. And the Water Fairy is an invitation for you to ground yourself in your emotions and listen to what your emotions are telling you. So it seems like there's an opportunity waiting here for you where you can bring some of that balance that is so needed with allowing your feelings to have a voice at the table, rather than shutting your emotions down and listening so heavily within and depending so heavily on your intellect. And let me see if I can get... Yeah, and this feels really tied to there's a shift that's happening for you right now. There's a significant change that is going on, and it feels really tied to your role. It feels really tied to the role that you have and the relationship you have with other people, and it also... What I'm intuitively being pulled towards is it seems like this shift that you're experiencing, it's making you a bit uncomfortable. It's pulling you outside of your comfort zone. You may be losing some of that power or that control. And so, which makes sense why you would lean further into your intellect. That it all makes sense. I completely understand why you would be worried about getting too emotional within this change. And I'm not saying to fall completely into your emotions here, but the invitation that's coming up for you, Jean, is to find that balance and not to quiet your emotions too much, but give them a voice and give yourself some time just to listen. That feels really significant. All right, I hope that resonates. And if anyone else would like a card, which I guess when you ask for a card, you get five. it's kind of just how I read. I just kind of keep going sometimes, especially with this deck. This is the Wisdom of Avalon deck that I've been working with for 20 years. And it's the first Oracle deck I bonded with, and it's something that I think will always be really sacred to me, and I love reading with it. All right, let's see. So Steph is here. Definitely need to work on forgiveness. I get it. It's hard. Forgiveness is hard. And she's saying, I'd love a card. Let's see, Steph. So you have the Hawk in reverse. Yours, we are upright. The Hawk in reverse, hun, it seems like you maybe kind of closed off to the messages that are receiving. I don't know if it feels like maybe you feel cut off from community, you feel isolated right now, but it seems like you, we have trust again. It seems like, and it's interesting, whenever I, just so you all know who are watching, because I'm showing the cards that I'm pulling, whenever I get trust, it is also an invitation for me to lean further into my intuition and to kind of put the cards down and just read intuitively, because at some point, you just need to let it flow. And so, Steph, it really does seem like you feel isolated, and but also you may be surrounded by people but still feel kind of alone right now. And it seems like the opportunity that's sitting here for you is to actually reach out. It seems like I have this visual of you with your head in your hands, and because it's safe here, right? But when you have your head down this way, you miss the opportunities that come in. You miss the messages that are showing up around you. I feel like you're actually really surrounded by synchronicity. You feel very surrounded by opportunity and by spirit sending you gifts and blessings. And it seems like you're missing that right now. It seems like you maybe you have a lack of faith that things are going to line up, and that's it, when things don't feel like they're lining up, and when you feel like you're so isolated and stuck, it can be really hard to fall into faith of and hope, right? Those two kind of go hand in hand, and it's challenging to take that leap. It feels like such a big step. Let me see. Steph, I do feel isolated, and it's hard to trust the process of things unraveling in life. Yeah, that it's that trust is so challenging. And there's joy waiting for you. I see you just having to lift your head, just look around, and it almost is like the people that you're surrounded by, the community that you are surrounded by, is just waiting for you to reach out. You do have to take that first step. I don't see that community coming to you and reaching out, but there's significant change coming for you. Don't be scared by this card. I just threw death. Don't be scared by this card. Death signifies change. It signifies the end of a cycle. And what we see when we throw death is that this pattern that you've been experiencing, this rut that you feel stuck in, is ending. It's coming to a close, and new opportunity is waiting for you. The visual that I'm seeing here is I see you lifting your head and never having to put it back down. I see your chin raised high. I see your eyes open. There is so much opportunity waiting for you, and the action you need to take is to shed that skin. It's so much change coming for you. And the timing here feels like it's happening within this next week. Like, this feels really rapid. Like 7-8 days or so. So allow yourself to shed the skin that has been protecting you in this stage of life so that you're ready for this next stage that's full of so much joy, that's connecting you to your community, that's opening you up to your to the people around you and to the support that's waiting around you. So breathe, my dear. Take a deep breath. That isolated feeling's not going to last forever. That change is coming. And whoever feels safest to you right now, just reach out. Just say, hey, you want to grab a coffee? Or if talking like that is too challenging right now, you want to go see a movie together? Or go to the zoo. I don't know. Just somebody reach out, start something, and just see where it goes. if one-on-one is too challenging, try something in community. Try maybe a sport at your local community center, or go to a dance class, or try a pottery class. I don't know. Just try something new. There's a lot of newness waiting for you. Give it a shot. I'm sending you so much love. And I hope this resonated. And Gypsy Skies Caravan is next. So is Tara, my dear. Hi. She says, I'd love a card. Let's see. All right, hon. Your energy feels quite heavy right now. Let me see. It feels connected to a relationship. I have burden and partnership. And it seems like... Yeah, it seems like part of that, the original message that came out for the general reading of there being deception, we just got the owl again, there being miscommunication, this feels like it's tied to your closest relationships. It feels like there's multiple connections here that need a bit of attention, but it also feels like you've been carrying, it seems like you feel like you've been carrying that heavy weight and carrying that relationship for a long time. And you don't want to be the one who's solely relied on for everything. Like, it seems like you feel like your shoulders can't take much more weight. And I get that. Gosh, I get it. Let me see what... But the opportunity that is sitting here... is you can, it seems like you can let go of some of that responsibility and delegate. And Tara says family and pets. Yeah, gosh, you guys can see I've got the pets everywhere. I get it. They can be so overwhelming and they depend so innocently on us, right? It seems like there are ways that you can delegate that responsibility. It seems like there is opportunity waiting here for you where you can kind of shed some of that weight so that it doesn't feel so all consuming and it doesn't feel so much like so much of a burden. And I wonder, this seems like it's a conversation you've had before. And I'm picking up on that doubt or that worry that that conversation would just kind of come to a dead end again. This feels like there's opportunity for change and that conversation may go a little differently this time. So let me see how that conversation would be received. Yeah, this is your romantic partner. I see that this is a conversation that will go differently this time. And just go in and just be honest about how tired you are. It's okay to feel the heaviness there. It's okay to not want to do it all yourself. It's okay to ask for help. Go in, ask for some help, and you will get it. You will receive that help. And don't let the doubt of the past repeating itself or of the conversation, that fear that you have of the conversation having that same feeling of you not being heard. I get that's scary. To be vulnerable and to say, I'm so tired. Like, that's a vulnerable thing to say. And to ask for help is a vulnerable thing to do. But ask with hope is what's coming through. Ask for help with hope that you'll be heard. And I really think you will be. It just seems like you don't need to be going through all this alone. So... I hope that resonates, and thank you for being here, Tara Hun. Let me know if I can provide any more clarity. And let me check in on Facebook just one more time, see if there's any other requests for readings before we jump into the meat of the topic today. Let's see. All right, looks like I got everybody. I'll keep checking in, you guys, though, so if anyone would like a reading, go ahead and just... Leave a comment, leave a message in the chat, and I will connect with you all. Okay, so what I want to talk to you guys about today is our inner children, the inner child that sits within all of us. This is something that I'm pulled to talk about in readings all the time. It comes up so often, whether it's the message of your inner child needs to be taken care of, your inner child needs to play, your inner child just needs your attention, or your inner child needs to be heard. Like, our the inner child that is part of our identity pretty frequently just needs something, right? And so often I'm pulled to the inner child needing that focus, needing that spotlight. But I don't, whenever I'm working with a client and I don't want to, you know, you're paying for that time, I don't want to spend a bunch of time like educating about the inner child, right? Like, so I wanted to create this platform where we could talk about it here and just have a bit more of a dialogue about what our inner child could need. And let me check back in with Tara before I continue. Sobbing a lot lately. I feel like my husband has been supportive, but he's feeling overwhelmed with it all too. Yeah. It seems like you two just need to have a conversation. Maybe even I feel like there's opportunity for healing. If you both come together and you just say, we're exhausted. I'm overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed. Wonderful. Let's be overwhelmed together. Like that partnership, you guys need that dialogue where you're not coming together and saying, I need more from you. You're coming together and you're saying, we got this, we can do this together, and we can be tired together. This stage is also not going to continue forever. Like, but it's almost like you both need to be seen. And with that, there's opportunity for you guys to realize that, oh, I can support you in that way. That's not going to be that. That won't take too much. That won't feel too taxing to me, even though that feels really taxing to you. Like, we sometimes we're able to give a little more and then receive a little more support, and that back and forth feels possible. But you guys just need to come together where you're not blaming each other for not doing enough, and there is, you don't, because that's so easy to fall into that when we're feeling overwhelmed. But just come together and say, hey, it's a safe space. Let's just vent for a second. And then maybe we'll be able to say, oh, hey, I can help you out with this thing. Maybe I can take more on today, and then I can have a little more freedom the next day. Like, you know, there's play and dynamic here that you can figure out. So just go have that conversation. Create that safe space. And I see you two being able to really partner together within this and get through this really challenging time. All right. Wonderful. Any other readings, just let me know. Okay, so when I'm talking about the inner child and I'm saying that I'm pulled to mention your inner child, like, I just want to take a second, and if you guys look here, look at this. I took this picture earlier today. I hope it actually is, it looks a little blurry to me, but I hope you can see it. I just went through my tarot deck and pulled out all the cards that I could find just quickly. There's definitely more than this that always bring me back towards looking at your inner child. Sometimes they have a different message where the conversation's more around the children in your life or is around an area of growth. But most of the time, your inner child is a part of the conversation when these cards come up. And these are significant cards. We have the Fool, we have the Sun, the Star, we have the Six of Cups, we have the Ten of Cups, and we have all the pages, right? Page of Wands, Page of Swords, Page of Cups, Page of Pentacles. And a lot of the times, the Knights can also show an area where you can grow, right? We have so many cards within, and this is just a tarot deck. I could walk you through. There's so many cards within this oracle deck too that signal an opportunity for growth. Risk is one of them. The Cow, the Goblin. Let me just see. What else do we have here? There's so many. And often, you know, when things are paired together, the Novice. When things are paired together, they often fear birth, rebirth, the Wasp. The Dog. There's so many. Okay. But like, I just pulled out, let me come back over here. I just pulled like 8 cards that all of these cards, whenever they come up, I think, huh, maybe the inner child needs a bit of attention. There's so many here. And they all mean, They're all activating that conversation about the inner child in a different way, on a different, in a different topic, in a different, because we all have that very, very, there's so much dynamic that exists within our relationship to our inner child. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about misconceptions around the inner child that exists within all of us, and also ways that you can access your inner child. Because from my experience, it seems like most people either have a very active relationship with their inner child, and that's often you've gone to therapy, you've processed the things that you went through as a child, you have done some of this work where you're very reflective, you sit and you think about moments when you're triggered, you have that dynamic where you're attempting to grow through processing and healing your family dynamic when you were a child, or you know, there, and when once you start this process, you don't really ever stop it, right? The therapy is something that you ideally are working through for so much of your life. This is never, like, healing is not that destination, right? It's a journey. And so either you're kind of in that category, or you don't really have a relationship with it. Or maybe you've dabbled a little, but it's scary and big and traumatic and triggering. Understandable. It's not always fun work, right? And it's interesting because if you haven't interacted at all with your inner child, if you haven't engaged with her or with him, then often you get triggered easily and then don't really ever take a second to look at why you were triggered. You may not even be aware that you were triggered. You can, a lot of the times, you can react really emotionally, or you can make big decisions within your emotions. You don't really have that balance between your emotions and your intellect and your logic. Maybe you lean really heavily into your logic because you don't want to go anywhere emotional. That's another reaction that you can have. And it can make growth within other areas of your life and with other areas of your identity really challenging. So when I am pulled to mention your inner child and say, hey, you just need to let your inner child play, I love when I get to give that message, because it is so freeing when you actually just let your inner child play. And I want to take a moment to talk about that first, because so often when we talk about engaging with our inner child, building that relationship with our inner child, it can get really heavy, and it can get really triggering and traumatic, because so often of us, we all have areas where we felt neglected as a child. Some of it is tied to really traumatic events, and some of it is tied to just family dynamics, or things that you struggled with as a child, or just things that were hard. And I'm not a licensed therapist. If you realize that every time you engage with your inner child, you shut down emotionally, you immediately start thinking back to really hard, challenging things that you went through, I encourage you to talk to a therapist and to do that harder work with them, because that's when a professional really is so vital. I've worked with a therapist for my own connection with my inner child and my own growth for years, and I plan to keep working with her for years. Again, it's not a destination. That healing is a journey, and it's something I encourage everyone to try, at least. And while it's so easy for things to get heavy and traumatic, there's so many light ways that you can engage and support. You can engage with your inner child and support your inner child that are just loving, where your inner child will just feel seen. And so when I say your inner child, what am I talking about? I'm actually talking about the version of you that existed in your childhood, right? The hopes and the dreams and the desires that you had as a child, the things that you struggled with as a child. We have all of these stages of our life that are existing within us, within our identity all the time. And if, and it impacts the way that we handle emotional, stressful situations, right? The term inner child was first introduced by Carl Jung, who claimed that our inner child can drive many of our emotions in our daily life, especially when we're unaware of it. So this impact of your inner child is severe. And once you're aware of the role that your inner child has, it changes everything. It changes the way you can connect with your partner. It changes the way that you can grow. It changes the way you can work. It changes the way your relationship with money. Like, there's so many areas of your life that your inner child has a role in. And so when the invitation comes up, like if I throw the Six of Cups, I love it when I throw the Six of Cups, because that's just bringing this aspect of play and innocence into whatever part of your life we're talking about. And so allowing your inner child to play can be as simple as reflecting on what is something that you loved to do when you were a child. Did you love swimming? How long has it been since you jumped in the ocean or went to a pool and swam? Did you love playing with dogs, right? Did you, what are these things? Did you love reading? Did you love video games? Did you love eating ice cream? Like, what are these things that you just, that made you so happy, that brought you so much joy, that every time you got to do, you were just ecstatic and so satisfied and so fulfilled and so content, and it just lit you up? Like, that kind of happiness is so simple within the innocence of a child, and it's something that we can lose as we take on responsibilities and go into adulthood. It's so challenging to engage in simple joys with the innocence of a child when you're worried about everything. But if you can allow yourself to go play the way you did with as a child, it'll maybe take some practice. It's not something that's necessarily easy to do. But if you're able to at least go and do those things that you loved doing as a kid, it could be coloring. It could be maybe put on a movie that you loved when you were a child and just laugh and get goofy. And like, there's so many little things that we can do. If you still live where you lived when you grew up, maybe there's a part of town that you, a park that you loved going to, or a restaurant you loved going to. Like, there's all these, get creative and really think about what are those things that you looked forward to that you love to do. The other opportunity that sits there within how to engage, how to play within, how to have fun with your inner child just needs to laugh, needs to play, is think about all the things, the dreams, the hopes, the desires that you had when you were young that you didn't get to do. Maybe your family didn't have the resources to be able to do these things. Maybe you didn't live in the right part of the world to be able to do these things. Maybe you wanted to grow up and be a firefighter. I don't know. That's a hard example because you can't just go be a firefighter. But maybe you can volunteer and have that experience and learn about that. Maybe you can play a video game where you're a firefighter. I don't know why that's the first example that came to mind. That's a hard one. But even if it is a challenging thing where you aren't sure how to even do that now as an adult, even just thinking about, and getting creative with it. How could I have this experience? That was something that I thought about all the time when I was a kid. And it could be like, all of us have such different hopes and dreams when we're young. And some of them are goofy and fun, like wanting to see a magic show or loving everything having to do with magic. Go watch a magic show. Go watch a magician perform on YouTube, right? Like, and just watch it with the awe and innocence of a child. Don't sit there and critique and say, that's not real. Like, challenge yourself to do this innocently and have fun with it. If you grew up and always wanted to go to Disneyland, I don't, never got to go. Go to Disneyland. If you, and again, these are also just random examples that are coming to mind, but whether you are able to go do things that you loved to do as a child, or you are allowing yourself to now do these things that you always wanted to do as a child, there is so much healing that sits in simply doing these things. And even if you're struggling to do these things with simple innocence or without worrying, you'll get there eventually. It's a hard thing to do, to put down the worry that we have as adults. It's a challenging thing to do. But if you try, that's major. And so that's one thing that you're always... Pamela says, I was convinced that I could fly like Peter Pan. I love that. That is so much fun. Yeah, I mean, and maybe now something that you could do is, have you, this isn't necessarily like Peter Pan, but there's those, like, you can do the skydiving simulation thing, where you go into the big tunnel with the suit, and they have you fly, and there's like not zero gravity, but you basically feel like you're skydiving, or you could go skydiving, but like, there's little things that you could do like that to allow yourself to fly like Peter Pan in some way. Like, there's, or just go watch the movie Peter Pan, right? There's, everybody's back, yeah. There's a lot more that you can do to activate that part of your brain and to engage with your inner child that way, than you would first think, right? And if anybody else wants to share those things that you loved doing as a child, go ahead and leave that in the comments. Maybe it'll inspire somebody else to say, oh yeah, I did love that too. Yeah. Because there's so... Sometimes it's really hard to even allow ourselves to dream like that again. Or to think back on what that was like when we were living life in the innocence of the child that we were at the time. It can be really challenging to get back into that headspace. So go ahead and leave some other comments if you guys have other thoughts. The next part of this that I do want to jump into, let me just check in with you guys on. Cool. We're good. Renee is pretty kitty. He does, he is quite pretty, and he really thinks he is quite pretty as well. So he milks it as much as he can. Yeah, this is his spot. Yeah, the other aspect of, well, there's so many different aspects of your inner child, but another part, Pamela says, simulation sounds pretty fun. No way I'm jumping out of a perfectly functional plane. Yeah, the actual, I've never gone skydiving. I think I would. I think it'd be a lot of fun. I think I'd be scared. So I would definitely be freaked out, but I kind of want to try. If any of you have, let me know. But I did do the simulation when I was a teenager, and it was so cool. So if you're not ready to jump out the plane, try the simulation, and you can fly. You can. Yeah, he is standing guard, and now he's gonna protect me right here. All right. So when jumping back into our conversation about your inner child, is if the invitation that I'm seeing is about growth or about maybe some reflection that you need to do, often it can be tied to some sort of stress or conflict that you have in your life right now. And I think a really great example is, like, if you are in conflict with your partner, with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your partner, so often we are triggered into earlier relationships, trauma that we have from earlier relationships, or into reacting or handling the situation in a way that that our parents did. And you're done, baby. I know. My this wonderful kitten is he is so, he's young and goofy, and he loves to, he go from so snuggly to attack mode. And we can't, I can't play right now, baby. I'm sorry. We'll play after. All right, but if you are in the middle of conflict with your partner, and you're triggered into, like, say the conflict that you're having with your partner has to do with your home, and with responsibilities around the home, and you are struggling with who has what responsibilities, or, you know, how to handle that dynamic, and it's coming up, there's conflict around it. What's interesting is so often we will go straight back to what our parents' dynamic was without really being aware of it. And often what we do is we either reflect exactly what our parents' dynamic was subconsciously, or we do the exact opposite and we overcorrect in the like polar opposite way. So if you grew up in a traditional American home where your mom took care of the house, your dad went out to go to work and provided financially, and there was that dynamic, and there was tension there, or not, or maybe you just didn't, you were able to perceive it and you didn't feel it was, maybe you saw that it wasn't balanced, or there wasn't satisfaction there, or there was tension. Normally, if it's not talked about, there's tension, right? Then maybe you have gone into your adult relationships and you do the polar opposite, right? You don't talk about, you're still not talking about it. There's no dialogue there, but you are financially contributing. If you're a woman in the situation, you're financially contributing. So you are hands off around the home and you can say, nope, it's not my problem. And that's a, I mean, that's not going to get you very far either, but it is so often a way that we can handle that kind of conflict. Or do you just do the opposite, right? And copy what your parents showed you without being aware of it and assume that responsibility is on you and then have resentment because you're taking it all on, but the truth is that you weren't asked to do that, right? So it's like you have this complex dynamic all of a sudden when the conversation really is, how do we come together and support our home and love our home together? And what can start off as a really simple conversation can so easily escalate to one where everyone is being triggered. You have your partner's whole inner child that you're interacting with as well, with their relationship with their parents and how they took care of their home. And all of a sudden, it's not just you and your partner having this conversation about responsibility and dynamics in your roles. It's you and your partner and your inner child and your partner's inner child and your parents and their parents all having this conversation at once. And that is complicated and is really challenging to navigate, to figure out, okay, who's being triggered, what's being triggered here. And oftentimes we either go straight into such a big emotional space, or we shut down our emotions and handle everything in a really cold, logical way. And the opportunity that sits here within this really simple example is to take a look at how can you look back on the conversation or the conflict that you have with your partner and say, okay, I recognize that my, and this, because it's different for everybody, right? How can you look back on the conversation, on the conflict that you had, and grab a moment where you maybe felt like your reaction wasn't logical or was highly emotional, or their reaction wasn't logical or was highly emotional? How can you then look at that interaction in isolation and take a look and say, wow, maybe it reminds you of something that happened in your childhood? And that's so much easier to do when you're kind of zoomed out and looking at it that way. And you're able to kind of look at it in a box and say, I'm putting down all of the emotion and all of the stress around the whole situation, and I'm just going to look at this one interaction, this one comment. And maybe it's something as simple as you reacted the exact same way your mom reacted, right? Or you reacted the exact opposite way your dad reacted. Or there's so, it oftentimes can be so simple, but also so exactly to the point. It doesn't take much to uncover what this is. And the truth of all of this is the wisdom that sits here is you are then able to take what you just learned about the way that your inner child was triggered and flared up and say to your partner, if you are existing within a safe space in a safe relationship, and say, hey, I think I was triggered. This is what I just learned. And I kind of want to talk about it. Or maybe you don't want to talk about it, and that's okay too. Maybe the opportunity sitting here is, I recognize that I was triggered. I don't really know what I want to do with that right now. This is when therapy is really helpful, because that's a safe space where you can work all of this out. But just being able to bring in this dynamic of, wow, I went straight back to how old I was at 5 when I saw this argument with my parents. Sometimes it's as simple as that. Sometimes it's as easy to connect the dots like that. Sometimes it's more complicated and it's a bigger issue and it's something that you didn't realize had that big of an impact on you. But just being able to voice it to your partner and say, I think my inner child is a part of the conversation right now. My inner child is being activated, is being triggered, and I need to take care of her in this dynamic, right? Or I'm overcorrecting to make sure that I don't react the same way that I did when I was young. That's another aspect of this here. If you, whenever something went wrong or you weren't being heard, you lashed out as a child and broke things or had a very physical reaction, maybe the way you handle things now is when you aren't being heard or there's conflict, you shut down because you know you're capable of reacting in that big, major way. And now, just because you don't want to react and break things because you can't do that now, you're an adult. You shut down and don't say anything and are not accessible to whoever you were having this conversation with because that's safe. By simply knowing that that's the process you're going through, you can make a different choice next time. You can recognize it when it's happening and make a different choice. And that is such a wonderful opportunity for growth. And it's also the main invitation that's sitting here when we're doing this kind of work of engaging with our inner child is that do not go into this with anger or with guilt or with shame because or blaming yourself because your inner child needs to be nurtured. Needs to be taken care of in this process of activating and connecting and how to start that conversation with your inner child. There's also an inner mother that sits within you because you need to mother that inner child now. You need to take care of her or him. You are responsible for making sure they feel safe. That is your role now as the adult. And this is all a way that you can be kind to yourself. And when we say give yourself grace, be kind to yourself, give yourself time to handle these different situations, so often the message there is don't blame yourself for being triggered. Don't say, gosh, I can't believe my inner child is flaring up again. Why won't they just shut up? Like, you have that grace that a kind, loving, nurturing mother has with her child. If that wasn't your relationship with your mother, that's another thing to explore. But I'm not saying you need to be your mother, who is your mother, who mothered you as a child. I'm saying you yourself mother yourself. Find the inner mother that exists within you. And how would you graciously, lovingly take care of a beautiful child? And that is how you should take care of yourself through this process. And it also allows you to take care of your partner's inner child and create that space as well. Not that you should carry it for them entirely. This is a process they have to go through too. But it allows yourself to give you and your people and your world so much grace. And it's significant. It's it's a wonderful process to go through. And it takes work. And it's a long process. But allow it to be fun and allow it to take up space. And I hope that resonates with you all. And Tara says, I definitely don't want to be my mother. Yeah, that's always a complicated relationship. I don't know anybody who has a very simple relationship with their mother. It's always a complicated relationship. And it is something that you probably have an opportunity to explore the way your inner child reacts to your mother or how that comes up in your dynamic today. But it's a whole other world that opens up when you figure out what your inner mother is capable of. And me as a new mom, I'm exploring what my ability as a mother is as a whole anyways. But that inner mother that can nurture you is so powerful. And maybe that's what next week, this week was all about the inner child. Next week, maybe we talk about the inner mother. Because I think we all need to figure out how to activate her. Because it opens so much opportunity, it does. All right, you guys, we've come to the end of the hour. Thank you for being here. If you haven't subscribed, I really appreciate the support, and I can't wait to show you guys what I've been working on. There's some great content coming this week, and thank you for being here. If you were interested in a private reading, you can find me at 1-2-listen.com, where I am an intuitive advisor, and if I'm not available online or if I'm busy when you're checking out the site, go ahead and request a call back or schedule a call and I'll connect with you. Thank you for being here, and I really hope you all go have fun with your inner child this week. Find some way to play. Find some way to do that thing you haven't done in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, right? Go have fun with your inner child. That's the invitation this week. And forgiveness was also a big theme in our general reading this morning. So make sure that you're having room for forgiveness, okay? All right. Give each other some hugs. Be in your community. Give yourself a hug. Thank you for being here, you guys. I will see you all next week. And enjoy the rest of your Monday.